present episode 18 in the Green Valley Line, a story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. Our last episode closed with the escape of Bill Reed and Judge Merrick from their captors and their arrival at Morristown Depot just at the critical moment when a battle is impending between the hostile Green Valley crowd and the handful of armed men who are guarding President Graham in the depot. The mob is in an ugly temper. If violence and bloodshed is to be averted, something must be done quickly. Our scene opens as Bill Reed drops from the cab of the engine 1290 and fights his way through the surging crowd.
What's doing here, Ben?
Now, Mr. Reed, we're going to clean up them special police. We're going to get Graham, too.
Here, hold everything a minute, boys. Hold on now. Hold on. Now, listen, fellas, just a minute. What's the use of all this rumpus? I can handle this thing by myself. We don't want any strong arm stuff here. Why not clear off home now and leave me to attend to this job? Just a minute now, fellas, please.
Hold on there, boys.
Quiet, gentlemen.
Now, before you start in, I'd like to draw for a minute.
Yes, all right.
Now, I wouldn't want to interfere with this little party for the world. No, indeed. Personally, I think it's time you Green Valley folks took a hand in this business. All right. Now, this is none of my business. But what's this idea of all the stone throwing and smashing windows and breaking up things in the depot? Why, you folks put up the money to build this railroad, didn't you? Well, what's the idea of smashing up your own property?
That's right, boy.
Certainly it's right. Why, here's a respectable citizen like Abe Meadows, running round whooping and caterwauling like a drunken Indian or something. Why, Abe, you ought to have more sense.
Well, what do you propose, Jed?
Oh, nothing that I know of. The other day, you folks appointed me as your legal advisor. Yeah. Well, I guess that's all over now.
No, it ain't, Jed. No, you're still elected, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I'll ask you to consider how this thing is going to look in the papers. Whatever you're going to do tonight, my advice is to go at it in a quiet, orderly manner, like respectable citizens.
Well, how do you figure you ought to handle it, Judge?
Why, the first thing you've got to do, boys, is to get organized. Now, where's this sheriff of yours?
Yes, all right.
Step right up here, sheriff. Now, you pick out 2-3 dozen of the boys and get lined up.
Sure. Hey, Hiram, come over here.
Sure, I'm with you, sir.
And you, Hank Spickleberry.
Sure.
Hey, where's that drill team?
Oh, over here, sir.
All right. Come on now, boys. Come on. Got to do this thing in the proper manner. Come on, get busy. Here, clear this space in the platform. Line up on both sides. Come on. Hurry up now. Well, I guess that's all right, Judge. We're all set.
All right. Now, boys, let's just look at this business for a minute.
All right.
You see, the trouble started because Mr. Reed, you're started because Mr. Reed, you're started because Mr. Reed, you're started because Mr. Reed, your superintendent, and myself were, well, we were detained this morning. Well, neither of us got hurt, and here we are back again. So there's not much harm done, is there?
Sure. But how about Graham?
Oh, well, Mr. Graham took hold of the management and started to gun things up, I understand.
I'll say he did. Say, how about them special policemen he's got in there?
Oh, I don't know, Abe. By the look of this crowd just a little while ago, I don't exactly blame him for, hiring a little protection. Anyhow, boys, these men are working for their living, and now that Mr. Reed here is back on the job, I reckon their work's finished, eh? I don't say it's going to do us any good to start a fight with these policemen. Why, probably they'd be mighty glad to call it quits and get out of town.
How about Graham, Jack?
Well, no, Abram, I think I can look after Graham, but the question for you men to decide right now is just this. Do you want me to go ahead and handle this situation so there'll be no violence or discredit attached to it? Or do you want me to step out of the picture?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Very well, then. Sheriff, better keep your men in line here. Give me a clear path to that door. Bill?
Yes, sir.
That's quite it.
All right. Let's go.
I want to talk to Mr. Graham.
Hold on a minute, hold on.
Hey, Graham,
so you're the ringleader of this bunch. A fine thing, I must say.
Yes, as you remark, Mr. Graham. A very fine thing indeed. Well, what do you want? I'd like to discuss this situation with you, Mr. Graham, and I have a little proposition to make you.
Oh, is that so? Well, there's nothing going. I've had one experience of your slippery tongue, and once is enough for me.
Well, nevertheless, my dear Mr. Graham, I think you'll be well advised
I tell you that I don't want your advice. I'm not going to be bulldozed by you or anyone else. I'm looking after the interests of this and furthermore, these policemen guarding this depot here are to protect me in the execution of my duty.
Yes, just so, Mr. Graham. Now that the superintendent of this railroad has returned, what duty? That duty is of the men.
I don't think so. Well, anyhow, what is this wonderful proposition?
Mr. Graham, as the representative of these people here assembled, I offer you a peaceable settlement in the interests of law and order.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Now, we propose that the police you have in this building shall come out one by one, giving up their weapons to the sheriff. We guarantee them safe conduct out of Morristown.
And what about myself?
Oh, you, Mr. Graham, will remain in your office. In spite of your unwillingness, I think you and I will have a little talk together.
Yes, and if I refuse.
Then, Mr. Graham, I withdraw and leave you to fight it out with this crowd. There can only be one ending. Serious injury to you and damage to railroad property. I give you 1 minute to make up your mind. And the time starts now.
And I refuse your offer right now.
You refuse it?
Go ahead with your violence. If anybody is needed, I hold you personally responsible.
10 seconds gone, Mr. Graham.
I tell you, I don't care what you do. Go ahead with your dirty work. Why, you can't bluff me.
All right, 20 seconds, Graham. Time's flying. Better make up your mind.
You can't do this. It's murder. Don't you see?
35 seconds, Graham. Come along. 15 seconds more, Graham. What do you say, Graham? This is your last chance.
Wait a minute. I tell you, you go.
No, get ready, boys.
All right,
can I give you the signal?
Get ready, boys.
Stop! I give in.
Hold on.
I give in. Well, keep those men back.
All right, steady, boys.
All right,
sir,
get back.
All right, Graham. Send your men out one at a time. And don't try any tricks. Stand by there, Sheriff.
Sure. Get back there, you fellas. Get back.
Here they come. Come right in, Mr. Reed. Come in, Spider. Step right in, Mickey.
Have you anything left in the old stone jug, Abraham?
Sure. Reckon I have, boy. Center, you set you down. Well, sir, that there was a pretty close call.
I'll tell the world it was, and I'll tell you something more. If it hadn't been for the old judge, there'd been a few policemen dead tonight in this town, I'm thinking.
Gosh, dang it. That was a mighty smart play the judge pulled off. We was all set to clean up on them fellers. Dang my buttons if he didn't talk the whole crowd out in the idea. Pretty slick work, I tell you, boys.
And darn tootin' it was, Abraham. And do you mind the way he got that crowd quieted down? Then he picked out the reasonable men and had them a-working under the sheriff so that one bunch was holding the other lot back.
Sure was pretty neat. And boys, I'll tell you, it's a darn good thing for us in Morristown. We got out of that mess before nobody.
Sure is lucky, all right.
Yeah, I reckon that's going to hold old Graham for a while.
Well, maybe. But you ain't seen the end of this here trouble. Not with old Jacob Reed sitting back there in New York. That old bird is out to get this here Green Valley.
Sure, they do say he's starting getting hold of this here railroad.
Yeah, you betcha. Don't forget, he's still got them mortgages. And the money's due in 3 or 4 weeks now.
Ah, what do you know? Look at the money the road's been earned this while back. Look at all the good freight while back. Look at all the good freight we've been getting.
Ah, gee, Mickey. Such a whole lot of business to make up that $150,000 and in profits over and above expenses, too.
And what the devil do you know about railroad business? I'll tell you pretty soon the old Green Valley's going to be out of the hole.
Gosh, Mickey, I hope so.
Listen, you know, there's somebody coming. Look out, boys.
Well, hello, everybody.
Come on in, Miss Reed. Gosh, and here's the judge, too. Come on in, Judge.
Thanks,
what is it, Dave, a celebration?
Well, kind of. Just brought the boys along to have a little snort and talk things over. My, Judge. I just want to tell you that was a nice piece of work you did a while back.
Well, thanks, Dave, but really I had very little to do with the matter.
So. Huh? Is that so? Well, I reckon we'd been in a pretty bad fix if you hadn't showed up. Say, when are you aiming to pull out of town, Judge?
I've been trying to persuade Judge Merrick to stay with us a while. A couple of weeks at least.
No. I've got to head back east pretty soon. Just as soon as things quieten down here in Morristown.
Well, no, sir, if you wait till things quiet down. I'm thinking you'd be making a long stay.
Will you tell me something, Judge?
Sure, what is it, Abe?
Well, me being a director of the Green Valley, and the other boys here being pretty good friends of the company, we'd kind of like to know how you come out with the Graham just now.
Oh, there aren't any secrets about it, Abe. Graham was pretty hard to talk to for a while, but...
Sure, I'm not surprised with that.
Yes, he was pretty badly shaken up after this evening's excitement, but he came down to earth after a while, and we got quite friendly.
And what did you fix up with him, Jack?
Well, the main thing we settled was that he should refrain from interfering in the management of the Green Valley Line.
Well, that's something anyhow. Yeah. Anything else, Jack?
Well, yes, Graham decided that seeing the way things were, it'd be better to leave Morristown for a little while.
Well, I reckon that's a good idea, seeing how he's lost out and everything.
Yes. And so he's going east for the winter and taking the family with him.
Hey, wait a minute, Uncle.
What? What is it, Bill?
You said he's taking the family.
Yes?
You don't mean Cherry Graham is going, too?
Oh, yes, I forgot that. She's the girl that works in the office with you, of course. Yes, she's decided to go with her parents. She's probably right.
She's what? See here, she can't go. Huh? It's impossible. How can she?
Oh, well, my boy, a girl like that is easily replaced.
Replaced? Nothing. You don't understand. Why? She means everything to me.
But
don't you see?
See,
more than the success of the Green Valley Line. If she goes, I'm through.
No, my boy. Wait a minute.
Get out of the way, Uncle.
What?
I'm going to find her. I've got to see her.
Wait a minute.
Gee, whiskers. Ain't that something?
It seems that, I must have overlooked something.
I'm thinking so too, sir. Well, you have to hand it to that fellow Graham. When he persuaded Miss Carey to go with him, I'm thinking he played the winning card after all.
Another unexpected situation. This time, Bill Reed is in trouble. Don't miss episode 19 in The Green Valley Line.